I'm Tom A. Reese with MTD Radio News in charge of Ruidoso and Lincoln County. Law enforcement across the state are mourning the death today of New Mexico State Police Officer Darian Girard, who was gunned down in Deming while conducting a routine traffic stop on Interstate 10 just east of Deming on Thursday. We get reaction from Village of Ruidoso Police Chief Darren Hooker.
You know, anytime you see something like this, it's just heart-wrenching, and again, just we're upset, and we're trying to figure it all out. As more information comes out, I'm sure we'll learn more, but nonetheless, young man's no longer with us. I pushed out to all the officers to put on our mourning band, told everybody to continue to be safe.
The suspect fled towards Las Cruces, where a Las Cruces police officer utilized a pit maneuver to stop the suspect's truck. He got out and began shooting at officers. They returned fire and killed him. Girard leaves three small children behind and was expecting his fourth later this year. Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham ordered all flags to be flown at half staff beginning today through sundown Tuesday. New Mexico's largest teachers union is opposing legislation that would extend the school year to make up for learning that was lost during the coronavirus pandemic. School officials cite staffing as the primary challenge to offering the extended learning. The National Education Association leaders in New Mexico say mandating the program would restrict teachers' summer vacations too much. The union is organizing members to lobby against the bill. And schools within the Ruidoso Municipal School District reopen on Monday with hybrid learning. Parents are encouraged to visit the school's website for bus stop locations and pickup times. In charge of the news for Ruidoso and Lincoln County, I'm Tom A. Reese.